Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Kiddushin, Perik Dalid, Mishnah Aleph. Ezra HaSeifer, Chazal compare him to Moshe Rabbeinu. Ezra HaSeifer was the leader of Klal Yisrael at the beginning of Bayis Sheni, and he really wanted all the Yidden in Bavel to come up with him to Eretz Yisrael. And before he left Bavel, he said to all the Yidden, come, let's leave Bavel, let's go to Eretz Yisrael. But not everyone was so anxious to leave. There were many that had built houses for themselves, had fields and vineyards, they became rich. They didn't want to leave their houses and their rechush and return to Eretz Yisrael that had been desolate. That's one of the reasons, Chazal say, during Bayis Sheni, you didn't have the same level of Ashuras HaShechinah as by the first Beis HaMikdash. But on the first day of Nisan, Ezra gathered everyone that was coming with him by the riverbank. For 3 days they stayed there and waited. Hopefully, more and more Yidden will come and join them to go up to Eretz Yisrael. On the 12th of Nisan, whoever joined began their trek to Yerushalayim. It was a difficult and dangerous route. But b'chasdei Hashem, they were saved. They made it to Yerushalayim. For 3 days, they were in Yerushalayim. They were makriv karban olos on the Mizbeach. They were very happy. On the first day of Chodesh Tishrei, Rosh Hashanah, Ezra gathered everyone in Yerushalayim. Before the Shar HaMayim, Ezra stood up on a wooden bima. They should all see him. And from morning until the afternoon, Ezra HaSeifer read from a Sefer Torah. Many of the Yidden began to cry. They felt that they had deviated from the Torah. But Ezra told him not to cry. He says it's Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah should be a day of simcha. Today is a day for a new start. And he instructed them to go home and to eat and to drink and to be besimcha. When Ezra went up from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, he took along 10 categories of people. That's what our Mishnah tells us. Asara Yoichasin. 10 different categories of Yichus, Olu mi Bavel, came up to Eretz Yisrael from Bavel with Ezra. Now here's an interesting thing. It shows us the greatness of Ezra and what we have to learn from this. Ezra HaSeifer took all the people that were posel, that had problems with their Yichus, and said, come with me. He only left in Bavel the Kehanim, Levim, and Yisraelim that clearly had no problems with their Yichus. Why would he do that? Chazal tell us, all the Chachamim, the Tamid Chacham that could pass in these Sha'ilas, were coming up with him to Eretz Yisrael. So he knew no one is going to be left in Bavel to be able to pass in who can marry whom. So what did Ezra do? He said, come with me. We'll come up to Yerushalayim, diddle be a Bezin Hagadol, and he'll work with everyone, show them who they can marry, who they're supposed to marry. That's the stress over here. If you take a look at some of the Mefarshim, Asara Yechasin, 10 groups of people, all umi Bavel. It should say 10 groups of people went up to Eretz Yisrael. But the Mishnah is stressing, no. Ezra said, let me take you out of Bavel. We see from here that Ezra HaSeifer didn't run away from his problems. He said, come with me. Let's work it out. Let me help you. In any event, so back to our Mishnah. Asara Yechasin, 10 groups of people, 10 different types of families, Olumi Bavel, came up from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael. And here are the 10. Kehanim, Leviyei are Leviyim. Yisraeli, these are Yisrael Ksherim, that are not Kehanim, not Leviyim. And we find Chazal tell us that the Leviyim didn't want to go. And Ezra was so upset at this, that he said we should no longer give Maisa to the Leviyim, only to the Kehanim. So they ask Akasha, but in our Mishnah it says the Leviyim did come up with him. So Rashi explains, there were Leviyim that came up, but they weren't roy to do the Avodah, they were Bali Mumim. Because when they came to Bavel, Nebuchadnezzar said, Shiri lanu meshir tziyayin, I want to hear the songs of the Beis HaMikdash. Sing it for my honor now, for the honor of the Avodah Zarah. So Nebuchadnezzar should not be able to force them to sing. The Leviim actually cut off part of their fingers. They said, Eich noshir ashir Hashem al admas necher. These were the Leviim that came up with Ezra. But Ezra needed Leviim that could still sing in the Beis HaMikdash. Those didn't want to come. That's what Ezra was upset about. But there were Leviim that came up with him. Viter, Chaloli. Chaloli are Chalolim. Chalol means someone who is Pasal L'Kahuna, because he was born out of a marriage that the Kohen wasn't supposed to marry, like an Almana to a Kohen Gadol. So let's say Taka, a Kohen Gadol marries an Almana, or a Kohen marries a Grusha, So a boy child is called a chalal, and a girl is called a chalala. The word chalal means emptied out. They're emptied of their kahuna. Chalal means an empty space. Vaiter geiri, there were geirim. V'charurei, charurei were eved kananis that were freed. Okay, let's stop to understand this a second. Eved kananim that were freed. When an eved kanani becomes an eved, so there's tefillah and there's bris milah. He's mekabel upon himself the mitzvahs that an eved kanani is mechuyevin. Essentially the same mitzvahs that an isha is mechuyevin. Mitzvahs hasei shaloi azman grama, that are not contingent on time. And all loisa says. So an eved kanani is not a full Yisrael, but he's definitely in part a Yisrael. That's why he can't marry a bas Yisrael. But once he's freed, he has a din of a ger, and he's mutar bebas Yisrael. So, our Mishnah is telling us, Geirim and Avadim and Shechrarim are amongst the groups that came up with Ezra. The Mishnah continues, listing the different groups. Mamzerei, there were Mamzerim. A Mamzer is a child that is born out of a forbidden marriage where, at least according to most Shittos, there's at least a Chi of Karis. Nesinei, these are the Nesinim. Like we've said, these are the Gevinim. They were originally Canaanim, and they saw they were losing the war. They ran away, and they came back and lied to Yeshua. They made it look like, oh, they're coming from a strange place. They want to join Klal Yisrael. When he found out that they tricked him, so he placed them to be water carriers and wood choppers, and they're called Nesinim. Shesuke the Asufe. That's 9 and 10. We'll see later exactly what this means, Bez Hashem. But basically, Shesuke are people who don't know who their father is. A Sufe is someone who is taken in. Asaf means like to gather in. He's an unknown child. Someone must have had Rachmanis on this child, took them in. So we don't know what the status of the child is. We don't know who the father is. We don't know who the mother is. Again, we'll see more about this later, but these are the 10 categories. And Ezra took all these people with him to Eretz Yisrael. Zakta Mishnah Vayter. Kahane Leviv Yisraeli. Inasmuch as the Kehanim, Levim, and Yisrielim are concerned, the din is Mutarim, Lavi, Zebazen. They could marry each other. Kayan can marry a Levia, Yisraelis can marry a Kayan, however you mix it. There are no restrictions. Vaitras like the Mishnah, Levia, Yisraeli, Chaloli, Geirev, Charure, Mutarim, Lavi, Zebazen. The Levim, the Yisraelim, the Chalolim, Geirim, the Avadim that were freed, they're all mutter to marry one another. Notice Kehanim, and then on the list. Because the Kehanim cannot marry Chalolois, or Geirim. Charure, the freed of other. Vaiter, Zakta Mishnah. Geirim, the Geirim, the Charure, the freed of other. Mamzrei, the Mamzerim. Unasine, Shetuke, Vesufe, Kulan, Mitarin, Lovizeh, Bezeh. This group, they can each marry each other. So again, the Geirim, the freed slaves, the Mamzerim, the Nasinim, the Shetuke, and the Asufi, who really don't know who their parents are. We'll soon see exact details later. They can all marry each other. But Kehanim, Levim, and Yisrael, and for that matter, Chalolim, can't marry Mamzerim, Nesinim, Shtukim, and the Asufim. Let me just understand something. The Shtukim and the Asufi, we don't know who his father is, and for reasons that we're soon going to explain, there was a Shaila they may possibly have been born out of a forbidden marriage and could be their Mamzerim. They're a Suffolk Mamzer. So you're saying they're allowed to marry a Vade Mamzer? Why? What if he's not a Mamzer and he's marrying a Mamzer? So it's a Suffolk Diaraisa. Isn't Suffolk Diaraisa Lechumra? And the answer is we darshan from the Pasuk that in this case, only the Vade Mamzer is also not the Suffolk Mamzer. It says, Layovi Mamzer Bekal Hashem. It has to be Bekal Vade, not Bekal Suffolk. You get older, Bez Hashem Yisbuch, you learn the Sefer Shav Shmaitza, many, many Geshmaka, pieces of Torah, explaining these sugyas. Okay, so we learned that at the end of Galus Bavel, Ezra led many Yidden, basically the Talmid HaChachamim, and all of the people that had problems. He said, come with me. He took them all back to Eretz Yisrael. He said, all the HaChachamim are coming to Eretz Yisrael. Who's going to be left in Bavel to explain who you can marry, who you can't? So he brought them all to Eretz Yisrael. And there were 10 categories of people, Kehanim, Levim, Yisraelim, Chalal is someone that is born out of an Isser Kahuna, like an Almana marrying a Kayan Gadal, or a Kayan marrying a Grusha, Geirim, freed slaves, Mamzerim, the Nesinim, like we explained, the Gevinim, Sinim and Gevinim are the same thing, They're called Nesinim because it says Yeshua placed them to be Chayt Ve'etzim, Shay Ve'mayim, and Shtuki Ve'asufei. These are people that we'll soon see exact details, but basically, the Shasuki does not know who his father is, the Asufei does not know who any of his parents are, or she doesn't know who any of her parents are. Mishnah told us, Kehanim Levim and Yisraelim can marry each other. Levim, Yisraelim, Chalolim, Geirim, and the freed slaves can marry each other. The Geirim, the freed slaves, the Mamzerim, the Nesinim, and the Shtuke and Asufei people, they can also marry each other.